Being that this is our first program, with which I am premiering Alaska Ho, it seems like a good time to philosophize a bit on wilderness living in Alaska and the place of poetry in the scheme of things. When one searches for Alaskan poetry in a bookstore, the work of Robert Service often holds forth from an extremely lonely section of bookshelf. A volume of Service is likely its sole occupant. Though indeed a bit dated, he retains his hold on immortality, if but for historic value alone. What I'm getting at is this. Alaska has a whole lot more to offer by way of inspiration for present day and future poetry than one would be led to expect from her humble poetry origins. Truly, Alaska's fabulous poetry Eldorado still lies virtually untouched in trackless wilderness wonderlands beyond the range. O Alaska, thine idols, thine Upanishads, they have yet to be written. Hey. Now, as a final preliminary, before we set sail on Sourdough Radio's maiden voyage, I'd like to dedicate this first program to my native Canadian friends, Albert Dumont and Dominic Rankin. I am forever indebted to these two Algonquin elders for any insights which I may have gained into the spiritual dimensions of wilderness living. Miigwech, O Kitchi Miigwech unto thee, Elders Rankin and Dumont, honor unto the sacred knowledge of First Nations. Hey. And now, bon voyage, my dear brave little Chimon. Alaska Ho! The coming of winter to the upper Kuskokwim. White rabbit robed shaman, O ermine robed shaman, he who casteth his magical blanket over sleeping forest and riverback, and causeth brother Kuskokwim to disappear. White rabbit robed shaman, O thou ermine-robed, who casteth thy white blanket and silenceth the lyrical little passages of swift waters, yea, quieting all but the very most swift and wildly songful of swift forks, oceanward swirlings, hey. White rabbit-robed shaman, O ermine-robed shaman, two of the young princeling winter's many, many magical Indian names. Basket Maker's Grove, Swift Fork of the Kuskokwim, Early Winter 2010.